wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
Bleedings. This is part four. So this one was just on promotion. Part four. Spirit divine, go ahead and minister again to us in Jesus' name. Amen. In John 10:10, it said, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. One of the things Jesus came to do is to restore the life of men that were lost, that were stolen, and that were destroyed. So Jesus came to restore. What did he restore? Lives that were lost. Life that were destroyed. And life that were stolen. At the fall, that is what the devil did. He has a ministry of stealing, killing, and destroying. And when Jesus came on earth to die, he came to restore that. He came to what? Restore that. So, at any time a man gives his life to Christ, what begins in the man's life is that Jesus begins to bring back that part of your life that the enemy stole, that the enemy hurt, that part of your life that the enemy destroyed, that part of your life you didn't even know that it was there, that the enemy hid it because it was lost. The enemy have hidden it. You don't even know it was there. Jesus comes to what? Restore. Praise the Lord. Are you understanding? May every aspect of your life that has been destroyed be restored in this service in Jesus' name. Things the enemy has stolen, may it be restored in Jesus' name. Things that is lost out of your life, may Jesus restore it in this service in Jesus' name. Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, the things that were lost, the things that were stolen, the things that are destroyed, when they are restored back into your life, that is the one we call your glory. Hear it well, oh. Hear it. The things that the enemy stole, the things that the enemy have destroyed, the things that the enemy has what? Has still killed and what? Destroyed. When they are restored back into your life, we call it restoration of your glory. So, Christ came to restore our glory. Came to restore what? Our glory. Our glory. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, he came to restore that glory. This morning, may that your glory be restored in Jesus' name. May you begin to see the effect of your glory restored in Jesus' name. Whatever is not working, may it begin to work for you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Now, to be able to now manifest those things, You need to arise to certain truth. Listen, Isaiah said, arise, shine, for your light has come. Then the glory of the Lord will begin to emerge out of your life. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. So, for glory to manifest, there is something you have to do. You have to arise. You have to do what? Arise. Jesus have come to restore the things that were lost, the things that were stolen, the things that were destroyed. But for it to manifest, that glory that is restored at redemption, you need to arise. Say, arise, shine, for your light has come. Then the glory, somebody say the glory. So until you arise, the glory never shows up. Are you hearing me? So for glory to come, you need to arise to certain truths of scripture. Certain truths of what? You arise to certain truth. 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 You need truth. You need what is truth? Truth is revelation. The paths and the ways of God applied. Are you getting it? So every rise to truth manifests a certain glory. Every rise to truth manifests a certain glory. Every rise to truth manifests a certain glory. If you rise to the truth of marriage, you manifest your glorious marriage. Rise to truth of prosperity, you manifest your prosperous life. Rise to truth of success, you manifest your successful life. Rise to truth of health life, you manifest what? Your healthy living. That is how it is. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So it is rise to truth that manifests glory. That manifests what? Yeah. Rise to truth that manifests glory. Rise to truth that manifests glory. Rise to truth that manifests glory. And one of the truths you need is to understand that God has himself said to you that he will guide you in life. You know, when I came to this understanding, it has made my work with God very simple and easy. Yeah. God himself has said, I will lead you. I didn't say lead me. He said, I will lead you. He said what? I will lead you. If you are willing, I want to lead you. So it's an option. Okay, I'm there. I want to lead you. We read it. Psalm 32 verse 8. Huh? He said, I will instruct you. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou should go. I will instruct you. I will give you instructions. Not only that, I will teach you. And I will not only do that, and I will guide you with my eyes. I will guide you. So, you need to come to the truth that God himself has said that you and I, he will lead us. He will do what? Yeah. He will lead us. You know, that should be a revelation you carry. That God has said he will lead me into marriage. He will lead me into business. He will lead me into my health. He will, look, I was one day sitting at the office, just studying the word. And the voice of the Lord came to me. Eat according to your black book. I have never heard it. I don't me, I'm not that type. I'm a man of faith. I eat anything that is available. He said, eat according to your blood group. And finally, that day, I have bought corn, with, what is the name? Coconut. And when I started to, so I just went online and said, I know my blood group, so I just went online and then started reading. And the first and food you should not eat. Number one, cocoa, maize, corn. America, from friend, corn. Corn. Somebody say corn. Say, don't eat corn. Say corn. Number two, coconut. Number two, what? Coconut. Are you here with me? Look, the Holy Ghost is so interested in our life to the little, little things. The little, little what? Huh? I'm somebody that like wheat bread. Bah, every bread, I don't buy wheat. The things I shouldn't eat, which is not good for my blood group. Wheat. Everywhere I have read that thing, those three things are there. And God knew where He's taking me to and how far He's taking me. So He have to give me earlier hot instructions so that I don't waste this body. I don't waste it. The time that I need this body a lot, then the body is giving me what? Problems. Not witches that are giving me problems because I've been eating the wrong things. He said, I will guide you. I will lead you. I will instruct you. So God Himself has said, you know, you have to be humble enough and walk with God. And do what? Walk with God. Walk with God. I will guide you. I will lead you. And I will guide you with my own eyes. Somebody is blessed. Shout hallelujah. This leading we are talking about, what leading has God promised us? What leading has God promised us? What is the leading God has promised us? God has promised that He will work with you. Somebody say, work with you. So whatever you are doing, God has promised that you, He will work with you. Like, He has promised that He'll be your partner. He'll be your partner. You are in the ministry work. God has promised He will work with you. Marriage is a form of work. God has promised He will do what? Work with you. Are you here with me? A business you are in, God has promised He will do what? Work with you. Whatever thing you are doing in His leading, He has promised that He will work with you. He will work with you. He will work with you. In Mark chapter 16 verse 20, He said, and they went everywhere and preached, God also working with them. Somebody say, working with them. From today, may God work with you in Jesus' name. May God work with you in Jesus' name. May God work with you in Jesus' name. Every aspect of your life, may you see God working with you in Jesus' name. May you practically begin to feel the partnership of God in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. He has promised that He will work with us. He will work with us. He will work with us. In Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, the verse 20, He said, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded, for lo, I am with you always. I am with you, what? Always. I will work with you always. I will work with you. So in His leadings, He has promised that He will work with you. So any work you are doing, whatever is work, marriage is work, children, raising children is work. What do we call it? Ministry is work. Career is work. Working with God is work. Any work you are doing, God has promised that I will work with you. Praise the Lord. He has promised. So you need to receive that promise. Are you getting it? He has offered Himself to work with you as a partner. as a partner, partner in ministry, partner in marriage. Lord, I know you are my partner in this marriage. So let's work it. Let's what? And how will he work? He said, I will instruct you. Huh? And teach you in the way that you should go. So if his partner, then you are looking for his instructions, you are looking for his teachings, the way you should go. I will guide you with my own eyes. I will do what? Guide you with my own eyes. Guide me, lead me, guide me, oh Lord. Yes, Lord, guide me, lead me, guide me, oh Lord. Oh Lord, that is my desire. Oh Lord, that is my desire. Guide me, lead me, guide me, oh Lord. Oh, show me your way, show me your way. That was the song of Moses, show me your way, show me your way. Oh Lord, that is my desire. Oh Lord, that is my desire. Oh Lord, yes Lord. That is my desire. Oh Lord. Hey, that is my desire. Oh, show me your way. Show me your way. Guide me, Lord. Guide me. Lead me. Guide me, oh Lord. Show me your way. Show me your way.
Show me your way.
So he has promised to guide you. Show you the way. And the way to is that he has promised that he will work with you. Praise the Lord. He did that with the disciples. Mark 16:20. He did that with Paul the apostle. In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 5 to 8. And he will do also with you in Jesus' name. He will do also with you in Jesus' name. He will do also with you in Jesus' name. In his leading to work with us, how does he do it? Just to mention them. Number one, he gives the work or shows what to do. God gives the work or he shows you what to do. He gives the work. What work should you do? What work should you do? You know, nowadays, the reason why a lot of believers are looting fire and their glory is that what leads us to work is not the Holy Ghost, it is money. Praise the Lord. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to say, but a lot of people are losing their glorious life because they are taking work decisions on money. But they never knew that if they have known God's way and work God's way, their tomorrow would have been far better than who they are. Praise the Lord. I say it finally, people who have presidential destinies, but because they took their own path, they have become assemblymen. They have become what? assemblyman. Yeah. Yeah. So in leading us, working with us, the first thing he does is that he shows you the work. He shows you the work. He shows you the work. Young people coming up, don't let money lead you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Don't let money. Praise the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Number two, in He leading us in our work, He also shows us the way to do the work, the method, the method. He shows you the method to do the work. That you don't just do something because you read it, but you do it because God is showing the way. Brothers and sisters, this walk with Jesus is a reality. It's not a theory. It's not what? I'm telling you, it is not a theory. Don't live your life anyhow. You just wake up and you are just moved by what news is saying, what paper, what book you read from economics, and you are just living your life like that. It is not working. We have economists in this nation. They are all, it's not working. Book 10 is not working. Book 10 is not working. It's not working. It's not working. God 10 will work. God 10 will work. Praise the Lord. Book 10 is not. It's not working. It's not working. We even know it's not working. Principalities and powers are fighting the economy. It's not book is not working. Praise the Lord. Are you understanding? Somebody is blessed. So He shows us the method. Someone say the method. The way to do the work. The way to do the work. Another way he leads us in working with Him is that He also leads us to the right people. He also leads and connects us to the right men and women that are needful for the work. He leads us to the right people that are needful for the look. Don't take your connection to this commission or your connection to me lightly. Don't take it lightly. You know, one of the things I will never take lightly is my connection to my Papa Bishop David Oyedepo. I've been saying it here. Besides salvation, the greatest thing that I see is important in my life is meeting that man very early. And the Lord leading me to connect to Him. To do what? Connect to Him. Yeah. It have helped me a lot. A lot. I don't know how to give thanks to God for that. Praise the Lord. Besides salvation, if you should ask, what is your greatest blessing? It's meeting Bishop David Oyedepo very early. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Because the Holy Ghost guides you and connects you to the men that are important for His destiny for your life. Destiny for what? For your life. The time I met Him, I didn't know I would be preaching. Do you understand? I didn't know it. I was 19 going to 20 years. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I didn't know I'd be a pastor. I was just interested in, I want to go to school, finish, and be a soldier man. But at that time, I was born again, so I wasn't thinking of going to drink wheat tea and things, but I still like the soldier. Praise the Lord. Finish university, go to military academy, and then the rest, God will take over from there. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Are you here with me? Yeah. But he had another plan for me. Are you understanding? So he in working with you, he connects you to the right men that are important for your assignment. Assignment. So your connection here is because there is an assignment God has for you. Are you hearing me? That requires connecting. That requires what? Connecting. 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 And the last in this point is that he also disconnects you. Very important. This one is also very important. He disconnects you from the wrong people who are not needed for your assignment. The connection thing, Isaiah 30, 20 to 21, write it, you go in. And then Luke 6, 12 to 14, when Jesus was ready to call his disciples, he went to prayer and the Holy Ghost connected him, them. He said, Peter, John, James, are you getting Matthew? Are you hearing me? Yeah. And he called all of them, Judas. Called all of them. They were connected to the assignment. Connected to what? The assignment. And when you read the Luke 6, 12 to 14, before Jesus will call them, he went to pray. He went to do what? Guide me, lead me, show me your way. That was his prayer. Guide me, lead me, show me your way. He had a lot of multitude following him. But in the prayer, the Lord led. Call Peter. Call Andrew. Call James. Call John. Call this. Then the right people. Are you hearing me? And then the fourth point, he disconnects you from anyone who is not needed in the assignment. He disconnects. And there are some of us after this message, there are some people that might be disconnected from your life in Jesus' name. Any man who is not needful to your assignment on earth, that is still ravaging around you, may the Holy Ghost disconnect them in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Holy Ghost disconnect them in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Holy Ghost disconnect them from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. He disconnect them. Abraham never became who he was till Lot was disconnected from him. After Lot was disconnected, in Genesis chapter 13, verse 14, after Lot was disconnected, you go to 16 downwards, God said to Abraham, lift up your eyes, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, as far as your eyes can what? Can see. And Abraham walked through all the land, and then he became the father of all nations. When Lot was around, he could not become father of all nations. So there are people, the Holy Ghost, in working with you, disconnect. So there are people who disconnect. Let them disconnect. Because their presence will not make you become who God has made you to be, like Abraham. Are you hearing me? Please, when you go home, spend time to read these scriptures. Genesis chapter 13. You read from verse 5 to 11 and then 14 to 17. How does God lead us? I am rounding up. How does he lead us? One of the ways he leads us is what we call the witness of the Spirit, or inward witness. The witness of the Spirit, or inward witness. In Romans 8:16, he said, the Spirit bear witness with our spirit. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, bear witness with a man's spirit, a believer's spirit, that he is a child of God. Praise the Lord. So when we talk about the witness of the Spirit, this is a situation where the Holy Spirit communicates to your spirit issues that pertains to life and godliness concerning you, concerning a person, and concerning a nation, a people, whatever. Where the Holy Ghost communicates to your spirit issues that pertains to life and godliness concerning what? Your own life. Concerning the life of others. Concerning the destinies of nations, cities, towns, continent, people. So that kind of leading is not a leading you hear something. Neither a leading you see something. But it's a leading you sense something. Inward need witness is sensing. You sense it within. Because the Holy Spirit prick your spirit man and say, this is what is happening. Do this. Someone say, do this. Are you here with me? You don't see anything or you don't hear anything, but you sense it. Most of the other people say, I feel. It's not feeling. Sense. Are you here with me? It's we feel in the body. Spirit don't feel. Spirit sense. A feeling is in the body. Feeling is what? It's in the body. Anytime you are feeling things, don't say my spirit. It's your body that is feeling. Praise the Lord. This one, there's no feeling. It's sensing. Are you here with me? So, one way he leads the believer, and it is one major leading in the life of a believer. So, you need to train yourself to know the Holy Ghost witnessing to your spirit. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:16. The Holy Spirit bear witness with my human spirit that I am a child of God. So, look, when you don't sense that, for example, you don't sense that you are a Christian, it means you are not. It means what? You are not. And anytime you don't sense that, know that you are out. When you die, you go to hell. It's not something, it's not about when I came to church. This thing has nothing to do with church matter. It is about connection to God and disconnection from God. It's like electric power. That is, the socket is there, but it's disconnected. Have you ever seen that in your home? The plug is there, but when you put anything there, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You press on, but nothing on. You put your power, whatever, radio, iron, whatever. That's all you are putting there. Then the electrician will come and open and you see that a wire have got disconnected. Are you here with me? Yeah. So, the Holy Spirit bear witness with that spirit. So, one way God leads you is by inward witness. And what is inward witness? It is the Holy Ghost communicating something to your human spirit, pertaining to you, concerning issues of your life, and concerning issues of your spirituality, your walk with Him. That is the one we call godliness. So when you are sensing that, look, your Christian life is not too well with God, don't ignore it. It means that the socket have disconnected. The socket have what? And don't assume it is connected. Because anything you are putting in, no power is coming. So connect it. Do what? That is what we call rededication. You dedicate your life to connect back. To do what? Connect back. Connect back. You dedicate your life to connect back. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit leads us through inward witness. Through what? Through what? Inward witness. Now, the Spirit lead, or who will God lead? The one who obeys God. The obedient. God never leads any man who is not obedient. Even you as a man, you don't waste your time on somebody, you tell him something, you know he doesn't take it serious. Are you hearing me? You won't go ahead and tell the person things. So he leads the obedient. He leads what? He leads what? He leads who? The one who stays doing what he commands. He commands. He commands. He commands. In Psalm 32 verse 8, when you read verse 9, he said, be ye not as the moon. Don't be a moon. Don't be like the moon. Be ye not as the moon. Psalm 32 verse 9. Be ye not as the moon who have no guide. Are you getting? Who is the moon? The moon doesn't follow what is the path he is supposed to. He just go anyhow. He just go out. So don't be a disobedient person. If you are disobedient, I will not instruct you. I will not teach you. I will not guide you in the way you should what? You should go. You should go. You should go. So, obedient. And the easy way for the Holy Ghost to tell you more things, or for God to guide you into more serious things, is to take the teachings in scriptures very serious. Take the things he's telling you from the scriptures very serious. Take them very hard. Serious. The greatest guide is the Bible. So any path you are on, what the Bible tells you, take it very serious. It is taking what scriptures tells us serious that make God go ahead to tell us detailed things. Detailed what? Detailed things. Detailed things. So stay obedient to scriptural instructions. Honor your father and your mother. It's a scriptural instruction. Stay obedient to it. Give your tithe to the Lord. It's a scripture instruction. It is not pastor telling you to do. It is God. Give your tithe. It is a scriptural instruction. Are you getting? Serve the Lord. It is a scripture heart. Instructions. Before you be going to God and saying, Lord, show me. Show me. What work do you have for me to do? Show me, oh, show me, oh, show me. He has already shown you a certain work. He says, serve me. He said what? When you start following that, there are things you won't ask him. He will show you. He will do what? Yeah. So you want to be guided by God through the inward witness. The first thing is, give yourself to scriptural heart instructions. Are you hearing me? And as you do that, there is a blessing you receive. As God leads a man, he begins to see supernatural supplies. There is no man being led by God who is lacking. You don't lack. There was famine. God told Elijah, go to Zarephath. Go to where? Imagine who was to feed him, a widow. But look, as long as God leads you, don't mind who is there. Don't mind who is what. I don't know whether you have meditated on it. God said, go to Zarephath, there is famine. And you are thinking there's a rich man or somebody in Zarephath who will be feeding the prophet. It was who? A widow. But because he followed the leadings of God, there is supernatural supplies. So when you are led, there will be supplies. There will be what? There will be what? Supplies. There will be supplies. Praise the Lord. When you are led, one of our daughters in this community, I was just led and I told her, take a lesson in your school. Stand for this. I just saw he was it, so I just said, stand for it. And then, they say, you are taking my side, I'll pay for you. I paid. It was Zitri. Because this school politics has become, what do you call it, political politics. Parties are attached to students' politics now. Are you getting it? It was calling me, this one is standing with this or this. I said, forget about it. Do you understand? God said, take it. You will win. Are you getting it? He won by a wide margin. After the election, she told me, the people who are attached to the major parties in Ghana, the MPP and DC, their candidates, or they came to her and said, you have sold us that. God works. This is not about party. It is about God. Why? When he leads you, there will be supplies. There will be what? Supplies. In fact, a night to the election, she called me. She was afraid. You see? Because those people were party, they were selling things. Do you understand? NPP for the Omdiago, NDC for the drinks, pastries near the, won't you go and eat? The students, if you want students, give them food, they will come. I mean, praise the Lord. Item 13, when I was on campus, anything item 13 is inside. Kai, you see a lot of people. After item 13, everybody what? Away. Praise the Lord. I said, relax. God is in charge. And he was highly hurt. To baffle her mind, the gap she won was massive. It had never happened. Are you getting it? Yeah. So there is supernatural hurt supplies. In Luke 22:35, he said, when I send you without purse, scripts, bags, did you lack anything? So when God is the one leading you, you won't lack. But when you are leading yourself, God led me to this city. Reverend is here. When we step here, a friend called me. You know that story. I've been saying it. He said, I'm here. We didn't need to have anything. It was just me who was using my conscience to. That my friend liked cooking. He had everything. He was more than a woman. More than what? Who are you? Cook this, even including elephant meat. Elephant what? Meat. He was more than a woman. He cooked everything in the fridge. Are you here with me? And then you eat. You do what? You eat. Free. It was just me who was using my conscience that I have come here and there's a friend. He's spending money, so I should also give what? Money. So I give some money just to support, but not just, it was just living as a man of good word.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquers Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.